Welcome to According to Star. I'm Star.
And I'm Demi.
Aww, what's going on?
What was that noise?
I don't know.
All right. Well, girl, nothing. Just working out, trying to get my fitness on, you know. Beat the whatever pounds I might gain from holiday food.
Oh, yes, right? That's why I said I got to give myself some wiggle room.
Not the wiggle, girl.
Lose some weight, and then I got some room to eat. Okay. I'll work on it afterwards.
Oh, man. What you been up to?
Nothing much. Just working on finishing up this last shoot, working on the new shoot.
Ooh,
ready
child.
For that to be done already.
Ooh, child.
Yeah, I'm done after this for about 6 months.
I bet.
Shit,
cause you shit. You doing extravagant ones.
Yeah, no.
It's mm-mm. funny, as I pick right back up where you leave off anyway. So mm-mm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm done, son. All the events I talked about last time. Trap Art is on the
Sunday.
18th. That Sunday. Eye Care is on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The Riot Show, Rap Effect, whatever she's wanting to call it. That is on the 15th of December. I'll just drop all the links in the description
tickets.
Because I don't know the places and the times. Everything's all coming together as one. So I could tell you the wrong thing. So we're just going to put that in the description. You can click on those links, get those tickets. And yeah, that's all I got.
On to the next.
Tea time.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
All right. So first up on the tea list, the tea bag list.
Not the tea bag.
Netflix has announced their first ever music competition series with rappers Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. acting as the judging panel.
The one
How
competition
exciting.
You can literally go to the end to figure out who wins.
Right. It'll be interesting because I'm loving The Four, although I don't get to watch it often, but that's like probably The Four and The Voice are like my favorite because they're like real deal. They get really good, talented people and they don't tend to be like discriminatory, like how they look and all that good stuff. So I like that. So hopefully this is good. It's Netflix's first. So let's hope it makes it at least two seasons.
We gonna see.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, Cardi B is an interesting judge. She says she doesn't care what y'all think. She make good music, so she don't give
I'm
a fuck what y'all
mad.
Think about her being a judge on here. She ain't qualified. She says she don't give a fuck because she makes hits, bitch. Check her Instagram page. She made a whole post about it.
I mean, even with that being said, she's still an entertainer,
right?
So she knows what's entertaining as well.
Exactly. So, yeah, hopefully they get some good, authentic people that actually make it somewhere and do some things and they aren't just on the show and then we never hear from them again. So,
yeah, that's a lot of the American Idol people.
Let's do it like that. Okay. It's a lot of all of them, though.
True.
Ain't like it used to be back in the day. Yeah. So I just hope it works and they do at least two seasons and then we don't got to hear from them again because I feel like it's going to be a clusterfuck of shit. Honestly. But whatever, try it, do it, be the first, pave the way for others.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Next.
Okay, so this bitch keeps popping up. So
Come
I'm confused on,
Monica on
whether
Lewinsky.
She wants to be a part of the Me Too movement or she wants to be a part of the Thought Bots of America. Because first she's like, oh my gosh, I was
sexually,
a victim. I was
right
preyed upon and all this other shit. But then you're talking about you would purposely leave your thong strings showing so that he would notice.
Y'all was really falling for thong strings.
I'm confused. Are you a victim? Are you a willing participant?
She was a willing participant. Okay.
Yeah.
You just discredit yourself. We are on to the next. We knew you was a hoe. Just claim your wholeness.
Right. We've been knew that. That's been your life. Like you've been a whore ever since I've been a child.
I
so.
Mean anytime Beyonce put you in a song, girl. Just saying.
We've known. It's fine. It's okay.
We
all fall short sometimes, you know?
Hey, when everything's said and done.
Succumb to temptation.
Right.
We've all sack chased. I don't think I've done that. Not as of yet.
Oh.
Who knows what the future holds? I'm just kidding. Let me shut up before I get myself in trouble. Okay, next. What's next on the list?
The next thing is the Malibu fires. They have been wreaking havoc.
Yes, tons of houses have burned down. There's quite a few celebrities' houses have burned down. Caitlyn Jenner's house burned down. Damn. Gerard Butler's house burned down.
I saw his house.
What's her name? Miley Cyrus' house burned down.
Damn.
Yeah. Kim and Kanye have called like private firefighters. I forget what they're called. To like hire them to come in their specific neighborhood to help save whatever
houses. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It's a lot. And those fires in California are terrible. Like, I want to live there, but they have too many types of natural disasters. And
it's just dependent upon where you live. Really.
It's too much.
It's a lot. Traffic alone is a deterrent. Not used to live there.
Mudslides and earthquakes and fires. They have a couple fires a year. Like, crazy.
I mean, we do too, but just not as much.
No. And then it's probably out somewhere where ain't nobody really concerned and nobody's...
Usually it's burning down. No, it's usually arson too.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah. Well, prayers and everything going out to those families and people lost and the houses lost and the memories lost in those houses. Like,
right.
It's too much. It's way too much.
It's a lot. On to the next.
Okay. So something odd happened over the past couple days.
Come on. Odd future? No? Okay.
Oh. Look at you. Unintended pun.
Look at you.
So Jaden Smith says Tyler the Creator is his boyfriend, and it kind of got little mixed reactions. For me, I always figured the boy was sexually fluid, even though he always shows up with females.
It is what it is.
You know, who cares? We knew Tyler was. He had come out a while ago,
right?
Which I would have never guessed that if I had to just guess. I probably would never guess that. But he decided to say that he's his best friend in the whole wide world. And he loves him so effing much. And he was like, Tyler doesn't want to say it, but Tyler's my mother effing boyfriend. And he's been my mother effing boyfriend my whole mother effing life.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
Then he said that Tyler's his MFing boyfriend. It's true. He's his effing boyfriend. If you take anything away from this fucking show... that's what you take away. Wonderful.
That shit was funny, though, because if you go on Twitter, he was like, fam, you wildin'.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the way it goes. Do you, boo?
Whichever way the cookie crumbles, we don't care.
We just hope you're happy. Right. As long as you're happy.
Oh, my God.
Just be happy.
Well, if he ain't claiming you, that ain't nothing to be dealing with. You just gonna come out to the whole world for this nigga who's like, what's your damn problem, bitch? We didn't discuss this first.
But also, with that being said, we did not discuss this first. Like, hold on. Chill. Whoa. I don't want everybody in my business. That's the one little thing I got, to keep private. Something for me that the world don't need to have.
He just was probably drunk or high and tired of being hidden. I don't know. Something happened there.
Either way it goes. Do happy y'all. For y'all. Do you, where you stick your dang-a-langs, ain't got nothing to do with me.
God, okay, yep. Me either.
Next.
Okay, so next, rest in peace to Stan Lee. He lived a great 95 years. He's done a lot. He's left his legacy. Yes. He came, saw, conquered, all those things. Like, wow.
I'm so hurt.
Well, he leaves behind all these great things, and I hope that they continue to be great without him.
I'm just scared.
And that people don't do some weird shit.
That's what I'm scared of.
Which they tend to do with stuff. But rest in peace to him. Like, he's going to be missed. He's so cool. Cool little old white man.
Right? He was with it.
At 95, he was still shucking and jiving.
Girl. Wasn't he?
Yes.
A cameo in every movie.
Right.
Okay. He said, let me slide up in this one. Oh, I'm going to be right here on this one. Okay. He said, I'm going to be in every one. Y'all not going to put me out of my shit. Okay?
Wow.
I don't give a damn how old I am.
Yeah, it's just crazy. We're losing too many people. It's weird.
It is weird. It's a weird time.
Yeah. So Rihanna went off on Victoria's Secret exec for not casting transgender or plus size. And it's no secret that Victoria's Secret want their models bone thin.
We've all become very aware of this.
Like, they have a certain type of look that they're looking for when they cast for this. Not everyone is inclusive like Fenty by Savage.
Which, so, they come in big sizes, okay?
I don't fault Rihanna for saying something, but they not gonna... They might try to make some strides now.
Well, it was more so in response to what the interview was. It was the executive
who... He made plus size and anti-trans comments.
Yes. And it's more so, he's like, okay, and somebody, the interview asked, shouldn't you have transsexuals in the show? His response, no. No, I don't think we should. And the person said, well, why not? His response is, because the show is a fantasy. It's a 42-minute entertainment special. and continues on to say, I think we address the way that the market is shifting on a constant basis. If you're asking if we're considering putting a transgender model in the show or looked at putting plus size models in the show, we have. He continues on to say, we invented the plus size model show. And what was our sister division? Lane Bryant. First off, Lane Bryant ain't got no cute shit. Bitch.
Granny bras. Granny panties. Don't insult
the plus size girls for that shit.
Mom jeans.
Ugh. Anyways, Lane Bryant still sells plus size lingerie, but it sells a specific range, just like every specialty retailer in the world sells a range of clothing.
Okay, sir. We don't care. It's fine.
Even with that being said, first off, sir, you did not just direct us to the plus size store. Like, what you're not gonna do?
First of all, he said this is a fantasy show.
Right. That's where people probably BBWs got more so pissed.
Are some niggas' fantasies on the low. Don't get it twisted. On the super low.
Don't get it twisted. They out here chasing these girls.
But they are.
They
chasing.
Out here chasing the chubby. Okay. Don't get it twisted. Niggas will hop up in your inbox and you be over 300 pounds. Niggas want to make fun of you, but they still also want to get in them draws. Don't fuck with it. I'm just saying.
I don't. Okay.
You know I'm not lying. Just saying.
Oh my God. Yeah. So on that note, Rihanna lashed out, and let's see if we see some plus and trans in the next year's show.
If we're smart, we will just say, no, we're good. Remember, you didn't want us.
Don't. Rihanna, you stay. You keep that. You keep what you're doing. You do that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody is here for your shit, girl.
Don't even put it in their little heads. If that's not what they want to do, then they had plenty of time to put the pluses in yep. there and transgenders and all that good stuff.
Fuck okay. them angel wings. How about that?
Screw them all.
Okay. Even though I still like Victoria's Secret, but
I do too.
But I didn't want to model for them because I knew I was not.
Bras.
Right. I like the panties.
Panties, they a little hit or miss with me because my ass eats up. Anywho, we're just gonna go on to the next thing, which is
black foolishness.
Who raised you? It's actually painful to watch.
All right, so I dug high and low and all across the world to find some black foolishness. And I just knew that I was not going to have any this week. And I was getting excited. And just when my panties got wet from not having any black foolishness. I'm just kidding, guys.
Oh, bitch.
I was so that excited. Then all of a sudden I scroll past some nigga who... world's dumbest criminal.
Hungry. They really hungry.
So a Chicago robbery suspect caught after using stolen phone to order Uber Eats. Nigga. You was that goddamn hungry.
Mm-mm.
So I'm figuring they ordered the Uber Eats. The credit card was already on file on the phone and that's what he used to pay. And they tracked your motherfucking ass. So, a young man robbed somebody at gunpoint and ended up running off with their phone. Anthony Searles was 18. Whole life ahead of you, sir. Must have been so hungry to the point that he just couldn't wait any longer because he thought it was a good idea to order himself some food off Uber Eats. People have tracker on their phone. Not so, after he ordered the food off the stolen device, it was a matter of time before police tracked him down and arrested him. Lord, I hope the food was good.
Come on, my last meal on
the streets. Two counts of armed robbery. Anthony approached a 16-year-old boy from behind, placed a silver-colored Beretta pistol to the back of the boy's head and demanded his belongings. He took the boy's phone and belt. And belt? Probably was fake. And then left. A 16-year-old, he was wearing the stolen belt when he was found by police. They were able to track him by tracking the credit card information uploaded from the Uber Eats app on the victim's phone. And he was already currently out on bond for a burglary case.
You know what? I'm done.
Jesus, can we please
fix it, Lord?
Oh, Lord.
Fix it.
Well, that was the only one that we got this week. So I guess we can be thankful for that. But, dude, you're dumb. Like, ain't no food that important when you're in the midst of a crime. Jesus Christ. All right. Dear white people.
Dear white people, wow, y'all really trying it.
All right, so first up on the fucking what the fuck is wrong with you list is a teacher suspended after they allowed a student to wear a KKK costume in class. So this happened back in June, but I guess it's just making headlines because photos started floating around of the little boy. So I guess they were doing, they were freshmen in high school. They were doing a project where they had to dress like American historical figures or what have you. And they had presentations about the amendments of the U.S. Constitution, etc. So I guess he played like a leader of the KKK. So he decided that he wanted to wear, you know, the Klan's outfit. Why is this just now getting out? I'm confused.
Where was like, this again?
That's huge. Los Angeles.
Bitch, how did that just... The fires took over. The fires was...
Back in June? Yeah, I guess.
The fires have been burning for a hot minute.
Let's just say. So the teacher says, I made a mistake on Friday during our skit assignment. I let a student wear an inappropriate costume that was unacceptable and hurt many people's feelings. As a professional in the room, I should have known better. I am sorry. And they say he walked around school all day like that. How the fuck? Why the fuck?
How your ass didn't get beat? How ain't no nigga pop you in your motherfucking dome?
I guess there were no niggas in sight. I don't know what part of Los Angeles they were in.
Exactly. Because I want to know. Ain't nobody snatched that hood off. Like, what?
He's sorry for the mistake. Kill me. Yeah. You don't know right from wrong is what you're saying.
That's just as bad as those motherfucking teachers. As a whole teacher,
you don't know right from wrong.
That's just as bad as those teachers that dressed up the wall.
That and then the blackface teachers. What is wrong with you white people? I don't understand.
Y'all want so bad to be cultured, but that y'all want to just lose your jobs. Who the fuck died?
My damn business, bitch. I don't know. All right. My neighbors are, I don't know what's happening.
Next.
Okay, so a professor has a black student escorted out of class for allegedly having her feet up. So a college professor at the University of Texas called the police on a black student and had her escorted out of class. So there's a video floating around posted on Twitter of officers escorting a student out of class for allegedly having her feet propped up on a chair.
Right.
A fellow student posted the video on Monday afternoon. And her caption was, so this happened today in class, a girl had her feet up and the professor called the police after calling our class uncivil. Wow. He also said because a few students were on their phone and not paying attention. Woo.
What all I got to say is get that job, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Take that bitch right from underneath that professor's ass.
Yeah, so I guess the girl saw that and she posted and she's like, it's me. Her name's Anita Moss from the bio classroom. Upon entering class, I was told I needed to leave or will be escorted out by officers. I never disobeyed the student code of conduct. Not once. A police report is being filed. At the moment, this is just the beginning. Thanks for your support. Oh, Lord. Why do we got to go through this?
Girl, this is when we get to trash. There's some more to go.
And what makes the security think that's okay? Like, what did she say to them for them to escort her out of class? You can't possibly tell me that, oh, she had her feet up, so that is grounds for you guys to come and escort her out of class. I know she had to say some other shit besides she has her feet up, because I don't think security would have popped up for her feet were up.
Not
she
that
had
quick.
To say some other fuck shit.
Well,
y'all just be wasting niggas' time, and I'm tired.
Right. I can't even get an education, bitch.
Tired. Do you hear me?
Oh, Lord.
Somebody, anybody.
Fix it. Fix it, Lord.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Do you hear my cries? Jesus, fix it.
Oh, next. Okay.
I don't think this is any better.
Not any better. There were so many things that y'all were doing this week, and I just did not have room.
Woo, to go the devil was it. Busy. Let me tell you.
White devil was busy.
I didn't say it. You did.
Couple who named their child after Adolf Hitler found guilty of neo-Nazi group membership.
We don't even need to go any further. First off, you just marked your child for fucking life.
For life.
Adolf, though, my nigga, y'all ain't shit.
So Adam Thomas and Claudia Patatas, and Claudia ain't white. She's.
I was going to say, Claudia definitely can't be white because Claudia is not a white name.
Claudia Patatas, her last name is not white.
Not at all.
But
carry the fuck on.
So the criminal couple met in November of 2016, moved together 6 months after. They're from England. Thomas and Patatas owned a photo album comprised of images of Thomas dressed like the white Ku Klux Klan robes with his infant in his arms. They have swastika flags all over the place.
Bitch, we ain't gonna talk about the cushions.
They have
what?
Holiday cards that say, "May all your Christmases be white." They have a bomb making manual entitled The Anarchist Cookbook.
Like swastika cushions and pastry cutters. Like, y'all are dedicated.
A website or something that was called White Jihad back in 2016. Like, why ain't y'all on the FBI list and locked down already? Y'all had a whole lot of shit happening here.
No, because they're trying to get all those who look brown.
So they sliced the boy's face, the little baby's face.
Oh my God.
For some type of ritual. He said, "I did struggle to slice his face, ate off his life."
You know what?
God, did they put a swastika on that baby?
I hope they didn't do him like they did in Harry Potter.
Oh, Lord. I can't. Jesus. I'm done.
Can we just go on to Black Excellence and just wash away this hot shit?
So done. Fucking done. Tired. You hear me? Tired.
Fucking done.
Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high. Black folks consistently go high.
Okay, so first up in Black Excellence, we have Queen Serena Williams.
Yes, Queen.
So she was on the cover of the GQ magazine, mm-hmm. and GQ magazine is mostly men, and, you know, introduced in 2018, said Men of the Year. It put woman in quotations, and Miss Serena is slaying. Slaying the front, looking snatched, okay?
Yes. Understatement, girl. Come on, just out here, like, blessing us all with this cover.
Mm. And some people find shade in the her being on the cover. They're saying, like, y'all do her dirty.
But
like,
you know why, kinda though, saying, right?
Like, I mean, because white people have said she's manly and whatnot, and this was for men, and it clearly put her on the cover, crossed out men, put woman. So people feel
they're taking offense to the quotations around women.
Oh my
women.
God.
That's what they're taking offense to because people have attacked her for looking too manly and this, that, and the third, and have basically slandered her for about her body. And as it was explained, what's his name?
Virgil
made her piece for the U.S. Open, but he also put the quotations around Serena just like that, and it's supposed to be in his writing. That's why it is the way they put it, with the quotations.
Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem. Everybody wants to find a problem with everything. She's a woman on the cover of the whole men's issue. Like,
they were just comparing it to what's her name that played Wonder Woman. And they put Wonder Woman of the Year, but they didn't put nothing, no quotations or nothing like that around her cover. But either way it goes, Serena looks bomb. Mm-hmm. She got a whole baby that she is adoring and loving, mm-hmm. and a whole man that love her too. So what the fuck y'all got to say? Don't
she
mean
she had
shit.
To approve of the final
mm-hmm.
cover. So
these are facts.
Doesn't
if she
matter.
Didn't approve, it wouldn't have went.
So y'all idiots who are up in arms don't think that if she's okay with it, then I should not say anything. Because she definitely had to approve that before it went out. But
hey, facts.
What do I know?
Carrying on.
So congratulations to Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union on their baby girl.
Yes.
Delivered by surrogates. Everybody had weird things to say about her in the hospital bed and her in the hospital gown. I just chucked it up to maybe her clothes weren't sanitary, so she put on a hospital gown. And she's also doing chest to chest, so she's probably naked underneath. So yeah, she had the hospital gown thing on. So I don't know what.
I don't know.
That's just where my brain goes.
I know nothing about that stuff, but I was just like, hey, she got that baby she been wanting for forever. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah. When I first looked at it, I was like, why is she? And I was like, oh, okay. Skin to skin. And then she probably don't got nothing on under there. So yeah, get it. Got it. Good. People are like, why is she in the home? Like she had, shut up.
Like, I don't know nothing about that mommy life. God, like that whole skin to skin thing is foreign to me. Don't know what that is. I just, obviously what it sounds like is all it sounds like to me. So
skin to skin.
Exactly.
Okay. That's it.
Either way it goes. Happy for y'all. Be blessed. Y'all finally got y'all baby. And fuck what everybody else got to say. And that goes for everything when it comes to Black excellence.
Yep. Next. Oh, well, we're going to the main topic.
Slide on.
All right. So Black Twitter's going crazy because they have been on to these people. They have noticed that several white female Instagram influencers and models are posing as Black racially ambiguous women. Racially ambiguous means like you're both. You can pass as both.
When they're not.
When they ain't Black.
At all. Like y'all have 0% nigga in you.
Zero. Like zero. None. Like,
and if you none. Bitches claim South Africa.
Where the white people are. Yes. Mm-mm. So...
I hate this. Like, it's annoying. Like, you want to be us so bad, but don't want to endure in the struggle. You want to relish in all the greatness that us Black people create. Bitch, you better figure it out with your own snow white skin, bitch. I'm sorry. Just, that's it. Like, y'all are terrible for having to pose as Black. But, oh no, it's just tanning.
Yeah,
bitch, Emma. Bitch, how many times you have to go tan?
Emma is her name. Let's use her Emma as an example. Emma Hallberg was being accused of posing as a Black woman. One of her followers found out she was actually white from stalking those photos and finding a picture of her in white skin, pasty white skin. And they posted on Twitter that she's posing as racially ambiguous.
No!
So she responded and told, you know, that person, like, that she never posed as a Black woman. And she stated that her tan is natural, her natural skin tint. So more after that one, more Twitter users, I guess they began
looking for all the nigga fishing.
Trying to look nigga fishing.
That's what the term is, nigga fishing. Whoever came up with that, they were
looking
right.
For the white influencers profiting off of a specific look. And there were so many pictures, like it was scary. I was like, she looked like a light skinned Black girl.
Yep.
Like what? Or like a mixed girl. Like it was just crazy how they would have super stringy ass straight hair and they would perm rod that shit up to make it look like they got some texture and freaking go tan and look like they're freaking Black. Why? Some of them are beautiful. A lot of them are really beautiful, but why do you have to pose as something that you're not? Ooh, and then these like before and afters where it showed them looking like the Black girl versus when they in their white skin.
Ooh.
Some of these things is hit. Better off being Black.
Right.
Posting as Black. Because some of y'all are busted as hell.
Yes.
Emma really took me for a loop. Emma's ass is straight up white.
All the way.
Looking blackety black. Like a light-skinned Black girl. Or maybe even Hispanic.
Right. She could pass as Hispanic.
Like, what are you doing, ma'am?
Trying to make that money off of being a nigga.
And this other one with this pasty skin, with this pink rose gold hair.
I'm just mad that they all hella white. Like, y'all.
Hella white.
You can't tell me that's a tan, bitch. No, that's a tan. That's a spray tan. That's some makeup. Like, how long do it take you to shower? I just want to know. Like, there's no way you getting that all off in one wash.
Yeah, that's a whole...
Yeah. You know what? Now I see why you got to be an influencer. Bitch, you got to pay for your skin tone. That ain't yours. Do you know how much money I know you spend on that
you
shit?
You could equally make money and be an influencer being white, you know.
But that's my point. You wasting money trying to act and look like a black person when in reality, all you have to do is just be you.
It might even got no top lip. But in this black face, she does. She plumped it up real nice with the lip liner now.
They all out there altering their bodies to look of African descent. Y'all kill me. Well, we're on to the next part of this. Professionalism in business?
Yeah. So I do a podcast with these two raggedy niggas on Monday. And one of the things that we talked about was...
She said these two.
I like them. They're raggedy cool. Niggas, but they always picking on me. So raggedy niggas it is.
Oh, they do that because you're the only girl, though.
Right. So... We were talking about, like, can black people support black businesses? And I got really passionate about that because...
Your own black business.
Y'all niggas ain't entitled to my business because you black. You must earn it. And that's what people don't fucking understand.
These are facts.
And I'm not going to go into that tangent again. I'm going to try not to. But that's why I put that there because... You got to be professional. Like, I saw something today, and I'm not going to say, like, no names or nothing because I'm pretty sure people who listen to this know what happened.
It's okay,
so, a makeup artist
later.
Had done a celebrity's makeup that came here last
oh.
night. Another person commented or said something slick about the makeup.
Oh, no.
The person that did the makeup hopped in that person's inbox like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. I did it. What's the problem?
Oh,
blah,
shit.
Blah. And then... They decided to post screenshots of the private conversation and, like, put it on blast. I feel like if this person's face that they hadn't done wasn't a celebrity, then they wouldn't have felt the need to put this person on blast. Why did you address them in private and then also feel the need to post the stuff on for everybody else to see and comment on?
Come on, clout chasing.
Like, that's not professional. If you have a business... You keep, first of all, I probably wouldn't even responded or said anything to him. Like, you know your skill. You don't have nothing to explain to this guy. So why are you going to hop in his inbox, start this whole beef? He's a gay man and they got trained to go. So, you know, he going to be up in them comments. He going to be digging up in some asses, whether he's wrong or not. Like, that is not something that you want to do as a professional. As just yeah no that's not a good look. Like, you gotta be professional because now some people might look at you like, okay, she will air out my business. So yeah, you don't want to do that. And she's an awesome artist.
She's awesome.
Like, she's so good.
She did that, like, face. You didn't have what nobody to say.
Yeah, look fine to me.
That face look popping.
When you
okay?
scroll in, yeah, what the guy was talking about was a whole lace front on her forehead. So shout out to the hairstylist who put that together.
But
that
they wasn't
was
tagged though either.
Cool.
The hairstylist wasn't tagged. No, those pictures.
Anyway, yeah, so professionalism as well goes for customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many people in these forums on Facebook posting their go back and forth with stylists who have fucked their heads up or have done a piss poor job to where stuff is unraveling the next day or stuff is falling out or falling off. And then when the person comes at them like, hey, is this normal? This is happening. And they're going to blame you for it or they're going to talk shit to you like, I did this, what you want me to do? Like, what is wrong with you? Do you word of mouth is everything, okay?
Hella, especially when you're a small business owner.
Exactly. It don't matter. Like, one bad experience could take away so many customers because a lot of people go and they do reviews and they ask around before they actually make a decision. So if you got bad customer service or your shit is poor quality,
just know
or
if you don't,
you
have
don't
a,
ship your shit in time and people be waiting months and months and you guys are hard to contact, you don't respond. Like, those are very important things that you have to pay attention to because one fucking person you could do that shit to. They will go on them forums and blast your motherfucking ass and that is a wrap for you almost.
Baby, Yelp ain't the only place everybody's
so y'all don't think
ass.
That that's important and y'all gotta put y'all pride to the side and let these people just go in on you sometimes. You can't clap back all the time.
I don't know, it don't matter because my client said she was ship hopping. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay, she was out here stunting on these hoes. She was looking good. I know the client was popping. I was like, look at you, girl. She was looking good.
Yeah, but...
But you know.
Whatever.
Right.
But still be professional. Like, people gonna talk shit, people gonna hate, people gonna say whatever. You don't have to address them. You don't have to put them on blast for everyone. I know we're all trying to grow. We
don't
all
let the shade
mistakes,
room set y'all up for these clapbacks.
Right.
Cause these
that is not what you wanna go viral for, honey.
Not at all.
At all.
Not at all.
You see what happened to that makeup artist girl with Cardi B. Should've just kept your mouth shut.
Should've shut the fuck up. Now she trying to look like, who gonna come get their makeup done?
Not a soul.
Not a soul.
Not a person.
Wah, wah.
But yeah, so I think that's all I got for professionalism. I think I covered all the bases there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Take
to
a
me.
Course. Don't just be opening up business trying to make some money. Take a course. Find out ethics and human resources and interpersonal skills.
My thing
and
is, treat people how you would want
management.
To be treated. Treat people how you would want to be treated.
Some people used to be treated like crap, so they think that it's normal to have toxic conversations. Like, some people don't know no good, okay?
Oh, well,
they
you should have knew
better.
That's why
I said, take a course.
All I'm saying is, you wouldn't let the dude over the counter cut you the fuck out without you wanting to say something. So what makes you think you should be doing that to other people? Just saying.
Because they cuss people out on a normal basis, so it's normal. They don't know how to filter it too. These are people who are purchasing something from me. These are people who will make or break my business.
Well, you about
they
to just
don't
be broke.
See that.
You're going to be broke.
So they're going to respond to every person in a negative way. That's just some people, that's normal
and
for
it's
going to
negatively affect your pockets.
That's normal means of communication for some people.
Your toxicity is going to be the thing that ends your business. Mm-hmm. You're going to be lack there of funds, lack there of monies. Mm-hmm.
See, me, I can kind of get away with stuff because I have this podcast and I can be free and I'm free to speak. So I have this personality that it can kind of carry over into my makeup artistry because some of y'all are limited to what you can do. Whereas I have this personality and that's kind of my brand is me being outspoken. So I can always be this person.
Correct. But you're also very respectful. And when you're dealing
your
business,
nobody out.
Period. You have never cussed nobody out and nobody ever come at you crazy when it comes to anything. And if there's something that like, so God happened that you had to fix, you don't mind fixing.
Yeah.
So
I ain't like that.
Exactly. It really don't have to be all that. Y'all just out here cutting off your own coins and customers
and blaming the supporters. We want to support, but you not doing nothing right.
I'm not going to support somebody that's going to talk down to me. What the fuck?
You
I'm
got
gonna
one
you
time
money?
With me. I will say that. I'm a one and done type of person. I'm going to fuck with you one time. If I order some
all
shit.
All I need is one time, bitch.
I'll order some shit. Like I just talked about that $50 tank top I ordered. It had a little applique of a little African woman on there.
Oh,
and
I
washed it
shirt.
One time and it washed off. And I don't, you can barely tell it's there anymore. But I spent... It was a black owned business and I spent $50 on a whole cotton tank top.
You better than me.
So I was trying to support. That was overpriced.
That was hella overpriced.
The customer service was good. The shipping was good.
Well, at least those
but the
were
quality
good.
Was terrible and it was vastly overpriced. It was really $50
so
for a cotton tank top.
We
that
got
shrunk.
Two stars.
Yeah.
Two stars.
I try. I really, really do. But y'all sometimes don't make it easy for me. Like one time I ordered this from this guy. He had like his own little shea butters or something. And the first time I ordered, I spent $25 is what gets you the large container, which that's what I purchased. Okay, I was out. I ordered again, $25. I got a small container.
Ooh.
Not ever again.
Yeah.
That's it. I haven't ordered from him since.
Damn, was it good though?
It was some good shit too.
Damn.
And it smelled wonderful and it was for everything. And it was all natural everything.
Damn.
Nope, I ain't do it again. I can't.
I feel you though. That's what I'm saying. You got one time to get me and I ain't coming back.
I can't. You gonna get me again.
You ain't gonna get me. What's it go? Fool me once.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, shame on me. I ain't giving you a third.
Fool me three times. Fuck the peace sign, load up the chopper, let it rain on you.
Yes, J. Cole!
Just so you know, is that serious?
She got them goons on deck, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I guess we could slide on to the next one. Toxic friendships.
Okay, so somebody gave me this one. I was like, anything in specific? Because anything in particular? Because that can be so many things. So in particular, this person is just like, they're having a falling out with their best friend. They're kind of breaking up with their best friend. And I went through that and it was difficult. And then I tried to go back to that. And then it was weird and awkward because it's like, I don't fucking trust you no more. Mm-hmm. And it's best that we just part ways. Love you from a distance. If you need anything, I'm here. But I ain't doing that with you no more.
Right.
And it's difficult. And I don't know. She didn't explain to me what type of toxic she was. But in my case, it was just more so of me giving, and she being a taker all the time. And I'm always there for you whenever you're down and out, but I can't count on you to be there for me type of thing. And it was always like a territory thing as well. Like, they didn't like none of my other friends. Like, I can't even bring you around people. Well, I don't want to be your friend if I can't bring you around people.
I've seen that before.
That's too much.
That is too much.
No.
It's way too much.
Like, I'm low-key a people person, you know. I have my days where I don't like you niggas. But for the most part, I think that I'm friendly. And I like to mingle and meet new people. So, like, and then she does the same thing, but we don't like the same type of people.
Not at all. No, y'all don't.
I'm not saying I'm better than anyone, or I just carry myself a certain way, and there's certain things that I don't do, and there's a level to my ratchetness where I'm not just, we don't like the same type of people. Right. We don't like the same type of people, so yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. Toxic friendships, I mean.
Toxic friendships.
We too old for anything toxic in our lives.
For real. We already got a toxic ass nation that we got to deal with. I can't have it in my personal life now. Like,
yeah.
I already deal with enough shit with society. I don't need to be battling. I'm not fucking you.
I'm not going through this. Sorry.
That's honest. And I don't blame you. And even with that being said, that's still limited time off.
That's limited too, but it's good, little more chances than a friend.
Because when everything's said and done,
girl,
what I'm not gonna do is allow my energy to be drained fucking with you. Because a friendship is supposed to be that of, we help each other. Mm-hmm. We go through things together. If you see me down and out, support me. If I see you down and out, I'll support you. This can't be one-sided. That's where things get toxic. And this can't be, you are gonna give your whole life away, and when this person you done gave every ounce, and they were like, thank you, girl. No, bitch, that's not how this works.
No. I could have been very well toxic as well. She said I was kind of mean, and because you know I'm blunt. And if I don't see, like, first of all, don't be this hard individual and be able to cut people down with your words to the point of no return, but then be sensitive. That confuses me. So I don't see you as sensitive. So therefore, what I say to you is not going to be in a soft manner, because I watch your interactions with everyone else, and it's not, you're not sensitive to other people's feelings.
No, but you also have to take into account that individual looked at it as, oh, I know who to challenge, but I know who not to challenge. And you were the who not to challenge.
Until I was the one to challenge, and I challenge you to break this shit off and hope you find someone better, because you ain't. Now
I'm the best you ever had, bitch.
The best. Like, who has a friend who just can do everything?
These are facts.
Demi does.
I do. I do have a great best friend. I can't deny that, guys.
Like, I do everything. Like,
and
what?
Even when she was going through her toxic friendship breakup, I was there. Like, hey, whatever you need, I'm here, girl. What's going on?
Thinking. Okay, let's move on. Okay, we're gonna move on. Check out my friend Venturi blog, because www.cornerstar.com for Venturi goes into detail about what type of friends you should have in the inventory, what type of friends you should get the fuck up out of there. And you should read that.
You should. Didn't you talk about it too, though? It's in an earlier podcast. I believe you actually did the rundown.
Yeah, for inventory.
See? Yeah. There we go. You got the listening and you got the reading.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. I did both. Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's readable and listening. So
pick your poison.
Courtney Star Pod at Instagram. Click the link. Find the audio version if you don't like to read, which a lot of people don't these days.
Right. But we ain't going to talk about why.
Next. Sad.
Where do we draw the line on mental illness and batshit crazy?
So this is brought to you by one of my coworkers. She's like, because some people just be like crazy. They're not really like mental. I guess you just gotta like, it's hard. because some mental illnesses can make you batshit crazy. If you're not on your meds, or you're not on the right meds, or you're not on, So I don't know where we draw the line. I think we just gotta kind of.
I think we draw the line when people are don't have mental illness. Period. Like,
you know, that's what she's saying. Like, how do we know? Like, cause some people claim mental illness, but no, you're just crazy.
I know some people claim mental illness, and like, let me see the diagnosis.
Yeah, I need to see.
I need a physician's diagnosis. And you're neglecting your meds? We've got a problem.
Ugh, a whole problem.
You are a threat to society at this point.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
I mean, it's kind of hard. I mean, you just got to kind of know the signs yourself. So do your own research and just be really up on the common types that there are. And you can kind of figure out and kind of gauge, is this person like just fucking crazy, or do they have anxiety problems, or are they going through depression, or are they schizophrenic, or are they bipolar, like all those different things. So just do your own research, I'd say, so that you can know the signs. Mm-hmm. Because I think we all know
somebody that actually has mental illness, and right, we all know somebody that's batshit crazy,
right?
We all know those people.
Oh, yeah.
And we know how to handle them accordingly.
And don't let them have a mental illness and have a little batshit crazy in them. That's just...
That's how people get killed.
Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell these days because everybody's starting to claim mental illness, but I need a whole diagnosis.
Give me the diagnosis from a physician and not from WebMD.
Please. Please, please.
Just saying.
WebMD. Tell your ass dying and you believe it.
Right.
All right, so next, how can you be a good friend to someone battling mental illness? So one of my friends asked this because she's kind of like me in a way. Like, she's been through a lot, so she's kind of tougher than most people. So when someone's coming at her with an issue with a mental illness, like depression, or they're depressed or something about a certain situation that she can't relate to because she's been through the worst of the worst, she can be kind of insensitive in her response. So she's like, how do you like be a good friend? Just listen. And don't offer any unsolicited advice. I also have a blog on that one as well called Ain't Nobody Ask You on www.acornstar.com.
Y'all better get these links. Do them all.
Yes, it's a blog, Ain't Nobody Ask You. And it's pretty much about like, just be a listening ear and not offer any advice. Or if you want to offer some, ask them first. Like, do you want to hear my opinion on this? Or do you want my opinion? And then kind of like tread lightly. Just kind of feel them out. Don't use accusatory tones. Mm-hmm. Don't speak at them. Like, pretty much just try to listen and keep the words under three words or less. What your response is, I don't know. You just got to tread lightly.
I mean, even to add to that, a better thing is to step out of yourself and kind of step into their experience. Everybody has a different experience. Like you said, you can handle things at a certain level. You have a tough skin. As for me, we all know I'm sensitive.
Lord.
I'm hella sensitive, like, and I'm very aware. Try me.
Like a damn.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
Can you think of something super thin?
With everything being said and done, I know how to step out of my experience with other things. It's like, okay, I feel this way about it, but let me hear what you got to say. Because when everything's said and done, if we listen to actually listen and not listen to respond, we'll hear what the other person is experiencing rather than coming to our own conclusion as to what's going on.
I'm generally right when I...
Okay.
But I am. I read people very well. So I'm generally right when
this
in
was
my
advice to somebody
responses.
Else. This was advice to somebody else, not you. Remember?
To who?
Whoever wrote you that question.
Oh. Oh, this person. Oh, this is just... I'm saying like in general. For her, she knows she's harsh as hell. Like, that's... She knows. But she know who to do it to. And who she never done it to me. But it's like, how do you know... Why do you do it to the weak person? When they already hurting. That's something wrong with...
You?
The strong person.
Come on, air quotes. So that everybody else knows what just happened.
Yeah, like there's something within you that makes you prey on the weak.
Ooh, child. That predatory trait in a lot of people is real and they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
That's that narcissism coming out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oof. I believe y'all strong in that around here.
I believe that. Mm. So just how to be a good friend to someone battling mental illness. Just listen.
Listen.
And actually listen to comprehend
and
try
to respond.
Be empathetic. not sympathetic. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
Look up the difference because I ain't here to be a dictionary tonight. I'm not Webster. So let's just scroll back through our rapid fire really fast. So blackface,
stop white that women, shit.
Just cut it. You can be an influencer being white as well. Stick a little ass out, put a little yoga pants on.
Right. Y'all whatever can still you go get your ass done.
Do what you gotta do.
Get your fillers.
Keep your white skin. It's fine. It's all right. It's okay.
You see Kylie and them did it.
Lord, why you gotta bring them up?
I'm just saying.
Number two, be professional in your business. Like, if you don't know what professional means, look it up.
Look it up.
Take a class.
Google that shit.
Get a certificate.
Do it.
Go get a business mentor that has been successful so you can find out how to successfully run your business. Mm-hmm. Just do something. Don't just keep going in it because you're going to make some coins. Like, you got to care about people. You got to know how to handle people.
Look, as Michelle says, when they go low, we go high.
Not black folks half the time. Anyway, and toxic friendships, we ain't got no time for that.
Cut
if
that
you
shit
are
off.
In your 30s, you don't got time to be wondering what the fuck is wrong with
fuck
your
that.
Best friend.
If you're in your 'cause
20s. They not talking to you this week. Be an adult. Communicate. Okay?
Communication is key.
All right. If you don't want to be my friend anymore for whatever reason,
use your words.
Communicate.
Just use your words.
Okay. If you feel like we're growing apart, great. That happens. Communicate. Like, ain't nobody got time to be going, jumping through hoops and shit. When people
I'm
got
not.
Other things going on.
Exactly.
To be trying to figure out, oh, what's wrong with this grown ass person? Are you fucking kidding me?
We just can't. We just not gonna sit here and act like we are not adults. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not about to chase you around. I'm not about to sit here and play these games with you because what I don't have is time to be wasting.
Yeah. I don't have that luxury of time.
No.
I don't know who does.
None of
I
us.
I don't.
We didn't. No. Hell no, you
None,
don't.
None. Zero. I have zero tolerance. You better ask about me. I've dropped so many best friends because I ain't got time. So I don't have time. I haven't had time since.
I run that calendar. She ain't got time. She ain't got time. I run the calendar, y'all. She ain't got time.
I ain't got no fucking time.
Shit,
okay?
I hardly hear from her. I just check in. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And next, where we draw the line on mental illness and batshit crazy, it's kind of hard. Just do your research. Know the signs.
And if you see some shit,
ask probing questions.
Damn. Just get off of the next shit. Just get all of
right.
the next shit real quick.
So how was your childhood? Next, you know, you might get some shit and you be like, okay, now you got some mental illness going on. And then you can be like, oh, no, you fucked bitch. You just batshit crazy. Just ask some probing questions. How can you be a good friend to someone battling mental illness? Just listen to understand. Be empathetic. Mm-hmm. Don't offer any unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. Just be a shoulder to cry on. You know, that's it. You can't really.
There's
don't.
Not-
Yeah. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Facts. Because that ain't going to do nothing but escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that person's not going to look at you as a friend no more. They're going to look at you as somebody that just another person.
Because they're obviously sensitive. So you got to tread lightly with the sensitive folks sometimes. And sometimes you got to give it to them straight. And they got to understand when they need it straight. And they need to understand. That's how I feel. Sometimes niggas need it straight. No chaser. I'm not sugarcoating this shit. Because you need it. But don't be like Star.
Everybody, please.
You have to test the waters and know your
Dial
friend.
Dial down your stardom. Just dial it down.
Dial it back.
If we're going to use her as a scale, we can go from Demi to Star. If you can find that happy medium, you'd be in great hands.
Probably, yeah.
Yep. Because I'm hella sensitive and she can be hella cold. But if you find a medium, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be great. Roll your eyes all the fuck you want. Nigga, you are harsh sometimes.
Well, I have a sensitive meter. Like, there are certain things that are on my sensitive meter. And a lot of shit is not. There's so many minor things on my sensitive meter. My kids being one. And then there's probably like two other things on a sensitive meter. Maybe two. Everything else, it could be fucking worse. And I've seen it all, done it all, heard it all. Anyway, let's in the main topic
and get in that trash.
Yeah, throw some trash out real fast.
Trash, trash,
right. He hasn't been in the trash in a while because I don't like to bring him up, but he did something this past week that pissed me the fuck off.
Sound off, girl.
He was having a conference a couple days ago, and one of the reporters, I think it was CNN. Yeah, CNN's Jim Acosta was asking the questions just like every fucking body else at the press conference asked questions, and Donald Trump decided to be rude. I'm going to play it for you guys.
It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people.
Your campaign.
You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago.
Trying to get to the argument.
And if you did it well, your ratings
would
be
much better. If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President,
I was going to ask one of the other folks.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President, that's enough. Mr. President, I have one other question. If I may ask on the Russia investigation, are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this
election? And then he walks off like a child. Oh, I am done. Anybody that challenges this man is freaking shunned. They done freaking kicked the dude out. He doesn't no longer have a press pass. Now the people, Jim, CNN is suing Donald Trump now because I guess they have the right to do press at the White House. Mm-hmm. They can't stop them from because they asked a question that you don't like.
Freedom of the press.
Like, what?
That's an amendment, isn't it?
What? I'm like, what is going on here?
You better sound like one of the little minions.
I was so confused. And he did this to other people as well. Like, called them. Somebody said asked him another question that he didn't like. So he was like, oh, I don't really care for you either. Like, what? Stop being a child and answer the fucking questions. If you don't have the answer, say, I don't have the answer to those questions. Instead, you have to belittle people and talk down on them and interrupt them and send your little fucking intern to try to take his mic away from him. She should have got slapped to the ground. Like, don't come touch me, bitch. Like, this is my job.
Right.
I am so tired of him. And I'm just tired of people who keep supporting him because they want to save face and they don't want to admit to the fact that they're fucking idiots. Like, fucking ass.
Get it off your chest, sis.
Done. Trash.
All right.
Another trash. You can talk about this because.
Break? Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have another black man that was killed for no fucking reason.
Accidentally.
Okay. Because a bullet accidentally hit him.
Allegedly.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, police officer that was responding to a shooting inside of a South Suburban bar shot and killed the wrong person. Go fucking figure. Anyways, incident ensued after security asked a group of intoxicated men to leave Manny's Blue Room Bar around 4 a.m. on Sunday. Witnesses stated that someone came back with a gun and opened fire. Security returned fire, and according to witnesses, 26-year-old armed security guard Jamil Robertson, apprehended one of the men involved outside of the bar. I can't keep reading. And then say, basically,
so I guess the security guard stopped it. He had the guy on the ground with his knee on him, with his gun in his back, saying don't move or what have you. Then the police came in
and shot him.
Screaming. Everybody was screaming out security, that he was a security guard, and they still
shot him.
And yeah. Y'all niggas ain't wait to find out who was who. Y'all just came in.
Why didn't y'all just say put the gun down? Because I know you usually
get... Who didn't debrief you bitches when you walked up in there? Like, hey, this is what happened. This is what's happening on the ground right now.
Ain't nobody... Even with a debrief.
No owner came in there and said, hey, our security has the gunman or whoever, the person on the ground.
Even with that being said, you don't shoot
first. Yeah, you don't open fire.
You don't shoot first. You know, y'all know damn well y'all don't shoot first. It's not no shoot first and ask questions later. And that's exactly what the fuck has been. And that's why the fuck it's an issue. And you wonder why people are upset. You wonder why people are tired in this godforsaken country at this point. Words cannot describe how another black man has lost his life to save other people's lives, because it could have possibly gotten so much worse. But I bet you if that motherfucker that he had on the ground was up with a gun, God forbid he actually was a white man, y'all wouldn't be trying to shoot him down firsthand when you see him, would you? No. Never that. That's that just too much so like right.
Crazy. Like, that's too much like right. Horrible way for you to hear about your child dying, like trying to do the right thing and trying to save other people, and you lose your life in the midst because people lack training and they are policing in neighborhoods they're not familiar with, or they're just shitty police officers to begin with. They don't really care about the people. They're there for the paycheck. Like, it's just,
it's too much. It's I feel for the family, and it's, I'm tired of saying my prayers and my thoughts are with
you. Fuck the prayers and thoughts. I'm so tired of that.
I'm tired.
Gun laws, like,
y'all need to do something.
Something needs to happen. I know we can't stop everything from happening, but we gotta have stricter gun laws. Y'all gotta do something.
I mean, because this ain't the only shooting incident we've had.
Maybe we got to take away this whole open carry thing that we got going on, and concealed weapons license where you can wear it as long as it's concealed. Like, we might have to start taking that shit away because this is getting to be too much.
Not even with, it's just, it's all too much. Mm-hmm. But it's funny how we don't hear shit about this, but we hear about all the other fuck shit, right? Fuck shit.
Of course. Well, let's end on a lighter note. Kentucky Fried Chicken decides they're gonna join in on the
fuck that
American is it American sweet treat sweet and savory combination we got, chicken and waffles. So they're gonna be giving us chicken and waffles starting at about $5.99.
Ew!
Our famous extra crispy savory fried chicken atop a Belgian liege style waffle with the finishing touch of classic Mrs. Butterworth syrup. They make it sound good. Makes for a scrumptious dish.
Everything sounds good in writing.
Versions at upscale restaurants. Everything. What upscale? First of all, chicken and waffles didn't start in no fucking upscale restaurant. That's where we're going to end this, because chicken and waffles didn't start at fucking Ruth's Chris. Let me tell you that. Okay. Started in an old black woman's kitchen.
Okay.
When we have shit else but chicken in the fridge and waffles in the cupboard.
They said we need a protein for this good old breakfast. Oh, we about to make this breakfast a brunch. Shit, it might even be dinner, baby. We gonna figure it out.
Sweet and savory. That's how people like it, like that. I like my sweet potatoes touching my macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you're already getting started, huh? Already getting started, huh?
So, it didn't start no upscale restaurant. So, that's where we're gonna end this. Because y'all niggas try to take everything. Can't have shit.
Can't have shit.
Chicken and waffles is ours. Gladys Knight.
Okay. Look, we can't even have our own lives. You niggas really just taking everything from us black people. Just I'm done. Saying.
I'm fucking done.
Oof.
Moral of the story is,
y'all suck.
Yeah, sorry. We're not ending it on too much of a positive. People suck.
People suck.
Week, okay, they really do.
Mm-hmm.
More than I like to speak on. But yes, people suck this week. Like, I think we ended last week with just be nice and be kind and be,
God, yes,
a light. And
be a light in the dark place.
Hug someone and check on people and love on people and squash petty squabbles and all that good stuff. Life's too short. You never know.
Do right by people. Mm-hmm. Do unto others what you would want done unto you.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Let the church say amen.
Amen. And we out.
Let the tabernacle say
bye.